It seems as if this remarkable winter of storms just won't stop, doesn't it? Last week, it was Winter Storm Saturn that pummeled the Cape. One of its most dramatic effects occurred at Truro's Ballston Beach. The 100-foot break in the dune line between the ocean and the head of the Pamet River had already been created by Nemo, this year's first winter storm, back on February 9th. But last Friday morning, at the height of the tide, with the 3-foot-plus storm surge urging it on, a mighty cataract of furious white water poured through the break, shattering the flanking dunes and spreading out in a 500-foot fan of salt floodwaters into the marshes of the Pamet. It seemed as if it had the entire force and volume of the ocean behind it, and that it must go on forever, though within a few hours the fury would retreat again into its watery den. As I stood there that morning, witnessing the awful, unleashed power of the sea, I recalled the history of this place, which is unusual, if not unique, in the annals of Cape Cod roads. Before the Great Storm of 1978, North and South Pamet roads, which run roughly parallel on either side of the Pamet River, formed a loop road that connected directly behind the dunes at Ballston Beach. During that storm, the ocean also breached this dune line, spilling over into the headwaters of the Pamet River and temporarily separating the northern half of Truro and all of Provincetown from the rest of Cape Cod. The dune line had been breached before, but in the wake of this storm, it became apparent that the paved loop road had been preventing the natural landward migration of the dunes in the face of beach erosion. This, coupled with excessive foot traffic on the dunes themselves, had seriously weakened the dune system and threatened to make this most recent break a permanent one. As a result, the town of Truro made the decision to close off the Valley Loop Road at its head, thus turning North and South Pamet roads into dead ends, and to keep foot traffic off the dunes. This was a remarkable decision on the part of the town, not merely because it showed uncommon environmental sense at the time, but because it ran directly against the grain of road history in our age. It's unusual enough to hear of any established road being closed or abandoned, but in this case, the passage being terminated was one of the oldest in existence in New England. According to several 18th-century maps, this section of the Pamet Road was part of the original King's Highway, the first road running the entire length of the Cape, first laid out in 1660. Yet this historic thoroughfare had been sacrificed, truncated, at no small inconvenience to some of the local residents, for the long-term good of a natural system. Over the past 35 years, this strategy has appeared to work. The dune line eventually migrated completely over the old paved road surface, and beach grass began to weave its network of underground runners like a hair transplant beneath the sand's surface. Though the dune line has been breached several times since then, and most recently last week, it has not become a permanent break. Closing the loop road has given the dune line the option to migrate landward. After each break since, it has rebuilt and stabilized, and despite the extraordinary breach made by last week's storm, there seems no reason to think it will not do so again.